Hello, freaks, and welcome to Radical Research, episode 117.5. On our way to 118, we're going to stop and talk with Hunter. I'm going to stop and talk with Hunter. You're going to stop and listen to us talk about Steve Gadd. So the reason I wanted to do this for a 0.5 is because you just had a very interesting life experience recently that I've just been living vicariously through, because I know it means a lot on a couple different levels. Basically, you saw what might be your very favorite drummer on the planet live with your mother in Chicago, and he was playing for whom?
James Taylor, who I kind of despise.
Yeah.
Yep. But for her Mother's Day present, I bought her tickets, bought us tickets to see James Taylor
in Chicago.
Yep.
Now that's a good son. And I want to interject because for people that don't know, you live in Savannah, Georgia.
I do.
Which is where we're at right now.
Yeah. Which is quite a ways from Chicago.
Exactly. So why did you do Chicago and not some
other only place that we could find James Taylor?
Really?
Yep.
Okay. So he's playing some festival, I believe, right?
Ravinia.
Yeah.
A really, really well done festival.
Yeah.
So.
And he's a huge draw.
Correct.
We know this.
Huge draw.
No matter what we think of James Taylor, huge.
And,
but let's get to Steve Gadd.
Well, but I mean, the rest of his band was equally, you know,
right,
on par with Steve Gadd.
Okay.
So, and Luis Contes, who played percussion on the first Mars Volta record,
right,
also there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, another notch in the belt. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Would he have been with Mars Volta when we saw them on the Francis the Mute?
No.
Or probably not. He was very short-lived with them. Okay. Yeah. So, but we're here to talk about Steve Gadd, because this is the way you finally saw your number one drummer. You'd never seen him live before.
Never.
What is it about? Well, first of all, real quick, if you could tell us how he fares in something like James Taylor, because it seems like he's just overqualified for such a thing. And also, I just want to get your favorite three of your favorite Steve Gadd moments, and we'll play snippets to round the
episode
out.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, he's a session guy. So you kiss frogs when you're in the session world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like you go where the money is.
Yep.
Favorite Steve Gadd, so it'd be Chick Corea, Three Quartets, Part 2. Chick Corea, Night Sprite. And then probably Paul Simon's 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover,
You heard it here,
which
folks. You're going to
is
be listening to a little snippet of that on Radical Research. But again,
a genius drum part.
let's focus on Gad. Is there a particular part in that song that you would?
He starts it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he like so he totally redid it in the studio. Not a huge fan of the song, or certainly not a Paul Simon, but just a genius moment with Gad. Like it just tells you everything you need to know about Gad.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope.
In a nutshell, your elevator speech on why Steve Gadd is your favorite drummer.
Musicality, taste, instinct, all those things. You can be really technical and it's fine. That guy could walk into a room and having never heard a piece of music, interpret it, and then play it better than anybody else.
Yeah.
That's why he's my favorite drummer.
And that's why he's such a well-paid session
yep.
guy. Yeah.
Yep.
And so to round this out, finish this up, you're watching James Taylor, who you cannot stand his music. Was it pleasing to watch your Gad boy in action?
Sure. It
yeah,
was.
Every
It
bit
was.
of it.
Yeah.
Were your eyes pretty much locked on him the whole time?
Oh, well, I mean, they weren't locked on James Taylor. That's for sure.